trying to make sterile insect technology work as a tool to control naval orangeworm on tree nut crops. It's the number one pest. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Houston Wilson is a University of Riverside entomologist based at the Kearney Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Parlier, southeast of Fresno.
You know, these are incremental programs. You look at sterile insect programs around the world and programs with moths in particular, and it's a multi-year, if not multi-decade process to get to a fine-tuned operational program. And we've been in communication with other moth SIT groups around the world, in some cases going to visit them and learn the intricacies of their operations and also kind of their history, what sort of procedures they went through to get to where they are today. It's, you know, there's a big learning process. There's what we can do in isolation, but in the past year, we've been making big strides to build relationships with these other groups in order to, you know, foster more collaboration and kind of avoid making the mistakes that other groups may have made in the past.
And of course, a big goal is to get funding so we can work with these sterile moths so any mating will be unproductive. Still, it's not a silver bullet.
Yeah, so this is just one tool that we want to add into the existing IPM toolkit. And so that's a message I'm really trying to drive home with everybody, is this is not an eradication program. This is not to the exclusion of mating disruption, sanitation, and all that. You know, there may be other ways to go about developing a program for sterile moths.
For the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with a Tree Nut Report.